Listener Production.
Hey there, it's Matt Layton with you. Aussies on the minimum wage could be getting a bump. The government's lobbying the Fair Work Commission for a raise, but staying tight-lipped on the exact amount. Treasurer Jim Chalmers says it's crucial to help low-income earners cope with rising costs.
Our focus this week and every week is helping to ensure that people can earn more and keep more of what they earn. We are enthusiastic supporters of a decent minimum pay increase for Australian low-paid workers.
Senator Jacqui Lambie's diving into negotiations with the Tasmanian Liberals post-election. Premier Jeremy Rockliffe is eyeing a minority government with crossbenchers support. Lambie on Sky stressing trust, transparency and Tassie's interests.
We've come in for integrity and transparency. That's what we went out there. That's what we sold to the Tasmanian people. And that's what we expect. What we'd like to see is some transparency coming out of the parliament in the state of Tasmania.
Four men are behind bars charged with terrorism after a deadly attack at a Moscow concert hall. More than 130 people were killed, including children, when gunmen stormed the venue and set it ablaze. Islamic State claims responsibility, but Russia points the finger at Ukraine, a claim strongly denied by Kyiv. And scammers are targeting social media, especially Meta platforms like Facebook, Instagram and WhatsApp. Security experts found almost 100,000 scam attempts there in just 6 months, compared to just a few thousand on Twitter and Reddit. St Kilda's Max King is challenging his one-match suspension for a rough tackle on Collingwood's Finn McRae. The young gun was vital for the Saints' win with 3 goals, and the club argues the bump was careless, not malicious. Across town, Essendon's Peter Wright is in hot water for a hit on Sydney's Harry Cunningham. He's been sent to the tribunal, and the Bombers are fighting for his spot in the forward line this weekend. And Aussie tennis star Alex de Minaur has notched his 18th singles win of the season, the most on the entire ATP Tour so far.